What do you find the hardest?
Just the thought of him being where he is. Not being able to pick up the phone and talk to him. Everything, it's all of it's difficult. The prison visits are difficult because you're monitored. Again, because it's a small prison, the visit room, there are 15 tables and chairs. You can't see, but there's a big round table behind Simon, and there's no room to get your legs. You're not allowed, now that you have to have bum on the back of your seat, you're not allowed to lean in. You're only allowed to hug at the beginning of end of visits. And the screws, even if you go in for a kiss, they come along and you're told to sit back in your seat. It does, it knocks you for six, sort of a couple of days after the visit. And even it's before the visit, it's mad. And last summer I can remember taken to my bed for days. But I am adapting, as I said, and learning to sort of just get on with it. And the depression is lessening. And the tears as well, I've been on tranquilizers and all sorts because of it. I've cried, I can remember one time crying for days and days and days, they wouldn't stop. Never felt like that in my life. I think it's the helplessness, really.
Yeah.
Knowing that, there's nothing you can do. And the anger, but I'm learning to deal with that, as I said, through, I think, diet, swimming. And I get it all down on paper to Simon. He guides me with that one. But the anger can be overwhelming.
Yeah.
What is this government playing at?